So, 4:30 it is, and we are about to start a larger block about the Cyber Resilience Act, and we will kick it off, or Jimmy will kick it off with a talk on the CIA contribution obligations and challenges.
Cool. Let's see. Yes, this works. That's awesome. That's a great start. So my name is Jimmy Ahlberg. I work as Director of Open Source Policy at the Ericsson Open Source Program Office. For those of you that are wondering, yes, Ericsson are still around. We don't make mobile phones anymore, but we do make mobile network infrastructure, such as 5G network equipment that we sell to CSPs, and making sure that you can stay online at all times on your phones. The views in this presentation, since I am a lawyer, full disclosure, are not necessarily those of my employer. So these are my own views. My job at Ericsson, I said I'm Director of Open Source Policy. Of course, that's a made-up title, right? Doesn't mean anything. So what do I do? Well, I'm partly a lawyer. I'm partly a guardian for Ericsson in terms of risk, IP, copyright, and so forth. I'm also a bit of a gardener in the sense that our work is to... Oh, I should be here. Cool. I need to curb myself. Yes, I'm now glued to this spot. Okay, so I'm a bit of a gardener in the sense that we help grow open source, both internally and a culture of that, but also externally in the projects we're engaged in. A bit of a translator between, you know, engineering, legal, and business management, trying to explain, like, this strange things of open source. Why does it make sense? Why should we be doing that? Why should we be giving away stuff for free, right? And I'm also a little bit of a cultural anthropologist. That's a very hard word, so I'll take a moment to explain that. A cultural anthropologist is, you know, those brave people